hanging out in studio is myself, Given Illustrative, and then I'm also with Venezia, as well as Aaron. Aaron. All right, cool. They think they're on air, so let me just bring them, let me just bring them on air. They don't know what light to look for in studio yet when they are on air. No, that means we're all on air.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Oh, I hear myself.
There we go. There we go. Now you are on air. So this is what it feels like, Radio Pulpit family, to work with young people. Ooh. As I do I'm a young person myself, so I'm not throwing shade or anything.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm feeling good and a bit nervous, but we're here.
Yes. I have no idea. Okay, you know what? Let me not.
Uh-huh.
I do have an idea why you're nervous.
Why?
Because it's your first time on air.
Yes.
It is
my
first time on air.
Behind the scenes.
Yes. Mind you, these two are always filming.
Yeah.
Like, you would think, like, because I'm used to being in front of people and the camera, I would be used to doing stuff on air.
I think it's also the difference. Like, when you're shooting, you can be like, cut, let's do it all over again.
Honestly.
We're on air. If I make a mistake,
oh, good
I made it on air and it's just there. What makes you a bit nervous. Like, I can't. I can make a mistake.
Exactly.
But, you know,
you
can. A
but
kind
you
of...
should make forgivable mistakes. Because there are some mistakes that get you into big trouble on air.
Yes.
All right, cool. Let's get to know you guys.
Awesome.
So I'm sitting here with Venezia as well as Aaron. And we're going to start with Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Okay.
Miss V, let's start with you.
Oh.
Who are you? Let me not ask the question in that way.
Who are you?
but tell us how you got connected or involved with I Am Youth.
Oh, so this dates back to last year. I came to Radio Pulpit on an internship.
Mm-hmm.
I am a sound engineer, so before I could graduate, I had to do a certain amount of hours. And I think I was here for a couple of months, and then this year I came back again because I would rather come here and intern than stay home and do nothing. And then I don't know when and how it happened, but I started speaking to you and you started asking me, do I know people would be interested in doing podcasting and all of that? And I was like, oh, I've been on a few podcasts and I'm always willing to do something new. So that's how I got connected with I Am Youth and the podcast and everything.
Okay. That's awesome. Aaron, how did you get connected?
So how I got connected was actually I auditioned for another radio station. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my accountability partner at church. And then 2 weeks later, shout out to KB. You know
KB. Yes.
So then she sent me the audition for I Am Youth. And I sent it in. I was like, Lord, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And now we are here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay.
There we go. All right. So I want to also get into talking a bit about not necessarily the story, like this happened, then this happened, then this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, let me ask the question in this way. How do you individually, so think about it as I'm asking it, how do you individually feel your own unique story? How does the puzzle of your story fit to the I Am Youth puzzle? And by that, here's simply what I mean. Would you say, so I Am Youth is radio and media. We do e-learning and entrepreneurship, so education and entrepreneurship. And then we also do counseling for young people as well.
Mm.
So you get a person who would come and join a team like ours saying, you know, I've always liked working with little children.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought to myself, you know, God has always said to me,
yes,
you know,
accent,
one
eh?
Day. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So how does your story connect? Like, how does you guys as puzzle pieces connect to I Am Youth, in that sense? So looking at your own unique story, your own background, and I'm not just talking about what you studied, although you can also include that, but I'm just talking holistically. Do you like talking? Have you always found that speaking to people just brings some kind of, I don't know, it revives you, it energizes you? What is it? How do you feel that you fit to the puzzle? Let's start with you, Aaron.
Oh, good grief. I would say, so my podcast focuses on entertainment specifically because I am an actress. That's kind of my thing, you mm-hmm. know. So mm-hmm. I would say that my puzzle piece for I Am Youth definitely comes in from that aspect,
mm.
that I know what's happening in the industry, that I have friends who are also in music, in acting, in painting, in writing, in pretty much every sphere you can think of. So I think that's pretty much how I contribute to I Am Youth. And also for people who are interested in entertainment, because I think a lot of times when we think about, oh my word, but my belief system and what I do, I can't go into this space because people think it's dominated by Satan, wada, 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 wada. And it's kind of like, you know what, bro, you can be a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God will use you in wherever. And holistically, I'm a yapper. I speak. Yeah. I speak a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think also from that, what I've learned is, especially mm-hmm. in my podcast, girl, learn how to listen instead of just being like, oh my word, and then this and this and this. So yeah,
I think holistically, awesome.
My personality also is pretty much that of an actress.
Okay, awesome. Have you always found yourself in more in pulled towards creative stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Even at church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even at church, I am part of the social media team. So that was also a thing of, you know, we are filming, we are editing, we are recruiting people. Who can we use? This is the idea. So even the way I serve God, the way I rest, the way I make a living, the way I just go about life, pretty much all of that stems from being creative.
I see. All right, Vanessa, let's come to you.
Oh gosh, this is a hectic conversation question. Oh, for me, I've been a yapper. Like, everyone will tell you that I speak, but I've learned also over the years to learn how to listen. But for me, I think I've always been creative. I knew I would end up somewhere in the creative space. And it also has been tough for me to navigate where to go first, because when you're a multifaceted person and you're able to do multiple different things, it's very difficult to figure out where to go. If I'm being honest, I didn't think this was the first thing I would be doing. I thought I'd be 30 something doing this, maybe. Didn't think it would be something that I do in my 20s, but I've always been a person who also loved speaking to people. You could put me with anyone, I'll have a conversation. We'll figure out who they are, where they're from. Like, I will speak to any person. And that, I don't know if it's a skill. I don't think it's a talent. I do think it's a skill. But that skill helped me even in high school. In high school, I used to basically be people's therapist. Like, everyone would tell me their problems. So I think for me, speaking with people, but also being passionate about the journey of loving God and being young and also going through the process, the ugly, the mediocrity of it, and like striving to be better. I think that's the things that I'm passionate about. So I think my puzzle piece in I Am would be the fact that I'm also on a journey. I like sharing where I've been, where I'm at, and where I'm going, because I do think there's not a lot of people in Christ who are sharing, okay, the difficult stuff, and okay, I'm struggling with this, and this is where I'm at, or this is what I have come from, and this is where I'm at. So I think that's the puzzle that I'm bringing, is like connecting where we used to be, where we want to go, and being able to speak freely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That made sense.
I hope so.
No, it definitely did make sense. I hear what you guys are saying. So, Erin, you more bringing in the arts, the creative side, and more entertainment.
Yeah.
And then also you've also been drawn towards the creative space. So if you were in an army and they had a creative team,
I think honestly,
that infiltrates social media and destroys the enemy.
Yes. Honestly, like, I had a chat with a family member once, and he was like, Erin, if there was ever to be a zombie apocalypse, I would not get you. And I was like, what do you mean? I can be the encourager. I would be like, you go, you do that.
Or taking the pictures of the whole yeah. thing. Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, and then turn around and open up for Cam. There we go. And action. Because, I don't know, we can make a pretty cool film.
A film about?
A film about
war.
Yeah,
whatever.
About the zombie apocalypse. And
actually,
then,
speaking of that, I've always had an idea of filming a documentary as the I Am Youth team, but we're not going to spoil it. We're not going to spoil it. It's going to be, especially the first one we do, will probably be something like 15, not more than 30 minutes long.
Okay.
Just I'm because excited. Of how much work. So I'm just thinking right now, considering that quite literally everyone that is on the team is creative, right? Yeah. Charles has a history in sound engineering.
Ooh.
He also studied theology, you know. Ew. Quite contrary.
Wow. The sound of the word as well.
Yeah, youth pastor, counselor. So that's how his pieces connect to us. Well, him as a piece. That's how he connects to us. I think he's also played the guitar, if I remember correctly. He's also ridden a Harley Davidson bike.
Ooh. Would love that.
Loves coffee. Loves coffee. So just to sort of introduce him to you guys, but you'll probably meet him someday. He just moved, no longer lives the site, but our audience is very much used to him. They know his voice. They still hear his voice on not just here, but especially during Visuathon as well.
Yeah.
We weren't live during Visuathon. We were supposed to, as in us as the team, we weren't here, all of us. I wanted to get you guys here, but Visuathon is very hectic. It's a very, very hectic time, but we'll talk about it and I'll try to prepare you guys in advance in the future.
Okay.
So, all right, cool. So now we've gotten to know you guys a bit. You've already spoken about your podcast and what it's about. So, V, what's your podcast about?
Oh, gosh.
Venezia. I want to say it until everyone learns it. It's not a hard name.
Okay.
I mean, South Africa has 11 languages and most of us can speak more than one.
Yeah.
We can add a name.
No, I understand. You've given me the confidence to say the whole entire name. So don't be surprised on the podcast when I start saying it now.
Yes, yes, yes.
But my podcast is, I think I'm a very, I'm passionate about, breaking down topics that are a lot of the times in the church we speak about, but the pastors speak about, right? That's why I think also I named the podcast Unfiltered Conversations, because we're trying to break the topics down and understand why certain things are said in the word. Like if, for example, God says don't do this, why does he say those things? So I think that podcast is about breaking down different kinds of topics and really understanding and getting to the root of why God says this or why God did this and those kind of things. So I think that's the main objective of the channel. There isn't a set maybe theme. It's just about unpacking conversations beyond the pulpit, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that. I've once been to a... And I know they do this quite a lot. Not once. I've been there. I've done performances at a Jehovah's Witness. No, not Jehovah's Witness. Seventh-day Adventist Church, which we think we usually refer to. No, Mawash Tower would be Jehovah's Witnesses, actually. Yeah, so I've been to a Seventh-day Adventist Church, multiple. And they practice that quite often where they sit in the shape of a pavilion. And then conversations are treated as, you know, like we all participate in the sermon.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's if the pastor's preaching something, he'll ask the congregation a question. And then there's a mic that passes around before.
That's actually so cool, though.
Yeah. Before the actual sermon begins. Probably the format probably changes depending on what branch you're in. But yeah, I found that to be quite interesting. There's something that about people when you give them the opportunity to contribute.
Yes.
And I think, and I know what I would say. Let's say maybe let's say Pentecostal or let's say charismatic Christians are thinking right now. But that's what cell group is for, given. I mean, Well, not necessarily. That's not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily have the same effect, right? Where cell groups are used to be church light.
Yes.
Right. It's church. It's a satellite. where you're also able to fellowship. It's not the same as we're dealing necessarily with what the pastor was talking about during the sermon.
Yeah. It's like the whole church together.
Yes. Where it's the whole church together. It's not necessarily the same thing. Also, mind you, I'm not saying there's a wrong or right way of doing it. I'm just saying that we should just call it what it is.
Yes.
We have Sunday service and then we have a sermon. And then once that sermon is done, some churches during the week will discuss that one day within the week. Others will probably have their own things to discuss and topics, which I think it is a manageable way and time-saving way of doing this thing of, you know, being able to participate in the conversation that the pastor was having. However, it sort of takes away from the way in which you get to read the stance of the people within your church, how you differ, right? So the thing about with the one I was talking about from the Seventh-day Adventist Church is they would disagree and it would be okay.
Like, it's actually so, like, because like in my like team leads meetings, like when for our young adults ministry, we would sometimes talk about heavy set stuff, and not everyone agrees with everyone. Yeah, it, you know, you get your faith is ruffled, but you kind of go, okay, I get it in this way, you get it in that way. Like, none of us are wrong per se, but we see the same thing from the from a different perspective.
Yes,
which actually really helps you to broaden your mind to everything.
I also think, like, for example, like, some people would call it, Bible study. But I think it's very important for us to have, because I get a revelation of the same verse differently to what you get a revelation with the same exact topic, right? That's why we can go to the same verse multiple times. We don't say, okay, I read this Bible verse once and I understand it completely, right? So you can go back and read it and get a different revelation. So I think that is one thing that I am very passionate about, that we need to speak to each other about these things, not just read and call it a day, not just listen to the pastor and call it a day. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to have like, okay, but I was thinking about it from this perspective. What do you think about my thoughts? If we get to a common ground and both our points are valid and are correct, then we move forward.
What's your favorite Bible verse? You don't have to pick the special one. Just pick a Bible verse that, out of five, pick one that resonates with you.
I gotta get my number right.
If you can't pick it from the top of your head, it's not your favorite.
No, the thing is, I don't have a favorite. I think for the longest time, my favorite
that's
was
why
Jeremiah
I'm saying 29. It's not necessarily about a favorite. I'm just talking about a scripture that resonates with you. It might not resonate most.
Okay.
But
cool.
A scripture that resonates with
right
you.
Right now, it's Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's really what's resonating with me, because it's reminding me that before I can want any of the things that I want in my life, in my career, in whatever, I need to seek God first. So yeah, that's what's resonating with me.
Aaron?
I am actually ripping it up right now.
Yeah.
Because it is Zephaniah 3 verse 17. So it says here.
That just became your favorite scripture now. Oh, no one likes Zephaniah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody be talking about Zephaniah on a random Tuesday. Zephaniah. You know what? You know what's my favorite scripture? Zephaniah.
That's so true. Like, I had a meeting.
No one even names their baby Zephaniah.
Zephaniah. You can call it Zephy. How
Zephy? Is that a girl or a boy?
It can be both.
Oh, gosh.
Zephy for the one child, Naya for the other one.
Oh, my goodness.
And then if we have, like, an extra child, just call it, like, 317.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
yeah, go on.
So it is, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He takes great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing. It's a hefty one.
That's
but
a chapter.
It's
not a verse.
I'm like, Lord, I feel it. Oh, I feel it. Yeah.